you forget about the cookies?
I did.
You just had them.
I know. I forgot.
So why you forgot?
I guess so. I told you to write it down. Cause
out of sight, out of mind.
So once I eat them, I'll forget. And I did.
That's why really, 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 really important stuff is never written on the back of a cookie.
Okay, we're on the air. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all, radio on demand, it's all right. Brad and Chaz are podcasting daily, everything from dating to bleach, adding in the wise and the kids too, listening to the Sunday pastors preach. Two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all, radio on demand, it's all right.
Well, welcome back to the Two Blind Squirrels.
Hi, y'all.
I wish I had a picture of that face that you just did. That was
you want to do it again?
No, I don't have a... That's funny, man. That's funny.
The camera's in there. Sometimes you just have to be ugly so you can be funny.
Oh, who was that actress that said that? That was Elaine.
Elaine.
From Seinfeld.
Dreyfus. What's her name?
I don't know. Elaine?
Elaine.
Elaine.
I don't remember.
Isn't that terrible? She doesn't have a real name. She's Elaine.
Yeah.
It's just like a...
Elaine Bennett.
It's just like, you know...
So I can remember that part of her name.
Benson Dubois. What's his real name?
I have no idea.
Yeah. See? I knew it for a long time. But I also knew that he was just Benson Dubois. But that's not his...
Yeah, that's not his real name.
That's not his real name, no. What show was that from?
Benson.
Yeah. See? There you go.
I loved that show. Totally love that show.
I used to watch that show all the time. I liked Night Court.
Dun 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 dun. Boom. Sorry, it's all on key in my head. Okay, what? Yeah, what'd you say?
Well, what's that, Gretchen?
Yes.
And what was the other, Molly? Was it Molly or Matt?
Oh, you're on.
What was it?
I don't know.
Oh, come on! You got to have all the other names.
No. How many dogs did they have?
I don't remember that.
There are 2 Doberman Pinschers.
Oh, yeah.
Because they only listened to...
Gretchen.
They were only afraid of Gretchen.
That's right. No, yeah, well, they only listened to her. I think she had them trained.
Yeah, because she was, you know, chopping. Do you like that face, too?
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like that.
Am I cheering you up?
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about the cookies.
The cookies.
Let's talk about the cookies, man.
The cookies? The cookies on my computer?
No, not there. Not those cookies, man.
What accent were you actually going to take on here?
I don't know. I'm somewhere.
I can't do German.
I was somewhere between.
I try to go Italian, and I just turn Hispanic when I do it.
Yeah.
Some kind of slur.
I got this Rastafarian thing that comes out. I don't know.
Yeah, then you go from Rastafarian to Indian. I don't know. You just got to, shoo.
You don't know the Rastafarian Indian, man. I'm the Rastafarian Indian.
Just trying to get away from it all.
That's right. I'm just trying to find my cap. No.
Catch a wave.
Catch a wave. I'm just trying to find my wave, man.
So here's what I asked you earlier. How come when you open up a can of the Danish cookies?
Oh, the Danish cookies, the butter.
The blue can, you know what I'm talking about? That they only make the large can at the holidays. How come they all taste the same? But when I open up the can and I pick out my 3 favorite cookies, I can't decide which ones I want to eat. What's up with that? I can't just grab 3.
They are distinctly
They are shaped differently, and I stand there at least for 30 seconds trying to decide what my combination pattern, the combination am I going to have.
It's very important.
Am I going to have the swirl?
You got to get it right. You can't be...
Am I going to have the soft, rounded, rectangular with the sugar crystals? Do I want the round one with the sugar crystals? And how many do I want? What kind of... Do I want 2 sugar crystals and a plain? Do I want the round cookie? Do I want the round and the swirl and 1 crystal sugar crystal one? And which sugar crystal am I going to get? I mean, and I've got to fill up my paper thing because I want a paper thing. I got to have a little piece. I got to have the muffin paper.
The little tin, the little.
Yeah, I got to have that. And it's three. You got to have three. Can't have two. You got to have three. Can't have four. Four's too much. Your teeth are all full by but you got to have three.
Yeah.
I don't understand this. They all taste the same, but yet I am stumped when I stand at the can.
Yeah, I don't know. The thing that gets me is when you look in there and there's maybe one cookie in each little tin thing.
Yeah.
And then you got to clean up the whole row.
You got to organize it.
You got to even it off. So maybe you only went in for one cookie.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about the broken ones?
Oh, the broken ones. The broken ones.
Do they count? I don't think they count, do
no,
they?
No.
They don't count.
No. Those calories don't count.
Broken butter cookies don't have calories.
No,
they're not part of the three cookie count.
On the side of the can, it says serving size.
Yes.
And it does not say anything about broken cookies.
No, it does not. What is the serving size of
the... I have no idea.
I've never looked either. This is my serving size, the paper cup. If it fits in here, this is how much I can eat.
That's right. Yeah.
That's true.
No, nobody looks on the side of the can for the serve. It's the holiday cookies.
I don't want to know.
The holiday cookies.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
Now, would it be a violation of butter cookie consumption if I wanted to make a chocolate sauce to dip them in? Do you think that would be... you think I would violate it?
That makes them experimental.
Well, that's what I'm... But, you know, could I experiment with the butter cookies? Could I dip them in chocolate? Maybe just half dipped in chocolate. Maybe some sprinkles. Would that be too much?
Now,
not the ones with the sugar crystals. I'm talking about that plain round one.
Oh, the plain ones, sure.
See that plain round one? You know, because doesn't it seem a little too plain?
But you know, I had the sugar one in my head.
No, not the sugar crystal.
The one that's totally, it's got like the rock candy sugar.
Yeah,
that you
no,
put on.
That would totally clash with the chocolate dip.
Yeah.
But that plain round one. And why is that one I don't want to eat that one.
It's for the people who want, who like wafers, you know, little vanilla wafers.
Oh, the tea biscuit.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that one's, there's nothing fancy about it.
You eat those last.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
Yeah.
Because I always want to eat the sugar crystals first. And I'll even eat that swirly one first.
Oh, I like the swirly one.
The little crinkle. The
swirly one's a little greasier than the rest of them, it seems like. I don't know what that is.
No, that can't be.
Why not?
Because they're all the same. It's all the same dough. They're not going to make a special dough just for the swirly.
You don't think so?
No.
It just comes out of a different tip?
Yep.
You don't think they're like cooked different? Okay, like,
nah.
Baked differently.
I wonder if there's a ratio.
An extra brush of butter.
Do you think they're hand-packed and there's like a certain ratio? Like they can only get so many.
Well, they have to be hand-packed.
I mean,
you couldn't get a machine to do that.
Well, this is true. That would be a great job.
Oh, yeah. Lucy in the chocolate factory.
Oh, man.
One for you, one for me. One for you, one for me. Oh, one for you, one for me.
My hat would be full.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so I could do that then. Maybe I'll take those round ones and dip them in chocolate, you know, that would firm up, and maybe dip them in some sprinkles.
Yeah.
And have a little ornate cookie. That would be cool. I better stop playing
with
that.
What do you think about calorie counting? What's your just general opinion?
I don't.
Would you?
No.
Ever? Is that an activity that you'd, you know, like fire up the spreadsheet for?
No, it's too stressful because I'm too rigid. I can't handle that. Because if I'm going to count calories, then I have to count all my calories.
I think that's the idea.
Yeah, but I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. Because if I have to count the calories I'm sucking in, that means I have to count the calories I have to sweat off. And I'm not going to do that because I don't want to measure how many calories I'm burning sitting down, how many calories I'm burning when I'm on the laptop, and how many calories I'm burning, you know, podcasting and, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of work.
I don't want to get into throat lozenge, three calories.
Yeah. My tea. With or without sugar. No, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Well, it's not for me.
Well, Brad tells me that Faith wants a calorie counter thing for Christmas. She wants like a little calorie.
Well, but she's good at that.
Mechanism thing.
That's perfect for Faith. Because she can do that. She has control like that. I don't have control like that. She's perfect for it.
She gets on the treadmill though. She's got calories going.
She's got it down.
Calories going out and no calories coming in.
She should be a personal trainer, really. I mean, she's got that thing down.
Really?
It's admiring that she can do all that.
Makes me nervous just hearing about it. I told Brad, I said, I like looking on the treadmill and going, look, you burn 500 calories, and that's, you know, past, you know, 3 miles. I'm good with that. I'm good with knowing, oh, look, I burned some calories, you know?
Yeah.
And I also know that a soda is like 140 calories or something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, I get on the treadmill, and then I can have a soda.
See, that's what's depressing about me about calories. I think that's depressing to me.
It's retaliatory calories.
When I'm on the treadmill, and I have been on one before, that counts the calories, uh-huh. And I'm on there, and you know what? By the time I'm tired, by the time I've burned off a soda, I'm done. And I'm thinking, well, that was just one soda, and I've eaten 3 meals today, and don't even count the snacks. I mean, I'd be on here for 8 hours. I'd be on the treadmill for 8 hours by the time I burned off all the meals. And it's depressing. I'm like, I'd have to live on the treadmill. I can't do it.
Yeah, but you're allowed a certain amount of calories. I mean, you start out with a certain amount of calories.
I thought I'm supposed to burn all the ones that I consume.
No. Let's say your height and your gender and all that kind of stuff like that. There's a chart. And you start out with I'm just making up numbers. But let's say you start out with, you can take in 3,000 calories.
2,000.
Yeah, whatever.
All the foods say 2,000.
We're not counting calories. So,
I've read the back of a can.
Okay, look, 2,000 calories. All right. Plus or minus 1,000.
That's the average.
And average. I'm above average, all right? And so anyway, you take in those calories, and you're supposed to stay within that range.
If I'm allowed 2,000 calories, how much of those calories am I supposed to burn off? If I eat 3,000 calories worth of food in a day, am I supposed to stay on the treadmill till I burn off 1,000 so that I stay in my 2,000 calorie diet?
I guess.
I mean, I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't get on the treadmill for calories. I get on the treadmill.
I'm talking to the wrong person.
Yeah.
Where's Faith? Oh, she's at the pageant. Yeah. Okay, never mind. We'll let them talk about that next week.
Yeah.
Maybe she could educate us on how far do you go?
Oh, I'm sure she would.
How many calories do you have to burn?
Yeah. How much wood?
Would a woodchuck chuck?
If a woodchuck chuck could chuck wood. So.
Well, Chuck, I don't know.
I don't know.
I've never called you Chuck.
No, you haven't, and you've just crossed the line. That's just, you know what that's worthy of?
Here's the squirrel that you know has deep spiritual thoughts and lots of pizzazz. It's Jazzy Jazz Hands.
Well, thank you, Tim. I'm glad that we could have this time together. Oh, you want to do it again? No, Tim. You can't do it again. Tim. Okay, thank you.
Well, you know, I could never call you Chuck because my uncle's name is Chuck, and that would just be too weird.
That's weird.
No, thank you.
All right. Well, while you're standing in your bathroom, no food in the bathroom, sorry.
No MP3s in the bathroom. Yeah. No squirrels in the bathroom. No
squirrels in the bathroom. While you're standing in your kitchen in the middle of the night thinking that you're secretly hiding your cookie fetish, just peek around the side and find out how much of the calories are, and send those in to us at comments@twoblindsquirrels.com and confess your sins.
And ye shall be baptized with milk.
That's right. Baptized with milk?
With who? Well, we're confessing our sins.
With milk?
We're eating cookies.
Yeah.
Are you looking for the last word again?
No, I'm not. Thanks, everybody, for joining us today. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Later.
Gator.
After a while.
Crocodile.
Spaz.
Jazz.
Two blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ.
If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.